Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquet. My name is Daniel Michael. The candle is lit. The Nag Champa is burning. And tonight's topic is
messages from beyond.
Join us in our circle. Welcome to another episode of Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquet. I'm Daniel Michael, and right before we bring Darren on, there are a lot of people on the phone lines I see. I want to go ahead and mention that Main Street Universe is now a network of six shows. This one, Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquet, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday evenings. Darren is, as well, a reader, intuitive consultant at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. Monday evenings, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Kevin Baird and his show, Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey. Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. He is the creator of the Horizon Oracle, as well as an artist. Look at his many things he's created, his vases, his frozen smoke. I have one hanging on my wall right here in my room. So, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Kevin Baird, Horizon Oracle's Journey. Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Susan Weed, Green Magic, Green Medicine. As many people know, she's a master of herbal healing, as well as discussing women's health issues and psychology healing. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, now switched temporarily to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so my workload lessens a little bit, will be Main Street Universe, the flagship show, the one that started it all, myself, associate producer Denise R. White, and host Brett Hillman. And this week we'll be talking about Gnosis, sex, and spirituality from an interfaith perspective, as Brett Hillman, our third host, is a Christian deacon. Thursdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Queen Mother Imaku and her show Uatau, discussing the Kemetic African-Egyptian tradition that she is a high priestess in. And she brings a lot of interesting things, including original language poems and prayers and blessings. Queen Mother Imaku, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Fridays at midnight, we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with our hostess, Jessie Ann Nichols George. Jessie is the author of four books, just like her name, with four names. And it's Activating Compassion, Activating Compassion, the workbook, as well as You, Me, Like Dreams, and its companion workbook. Check her out. She's also doing some YouTube videos now for Main Street Universe for her show, Activating Compassion. And she's doing some really good work there, so check her out at YouTube as well. Jessie Ann Nichols George, Aggravating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And now I'm going to go ahead and bring on our host, not Kevin Baird. This is Darren Bouquet, and gosh, there's so many people here, I lost his number for a second.
Hello.
Darren, welcome. I saw Kevin in the chat room and I started saying your name.
You can call me Kevin for a minute.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. So, messages from beyond. Receiving messages in your subconscious during sleep, receiving them through symbology during the day, a raven claws, a squirrel. My wife and I saw a one-armed squirrel with no tail today. Just cruising around. Yeah, just and staring at us. It was very weird. So he obviously got some maimed somehow by some other animal of some sort, but I don't know what the message was there exactly, but that's, you can receive messages from beyond in a number of different ways. I receive most of my messages from my spirit guide and also from the deity forms I work with, including you know, Jesus and all sorts of other different divinity forms, archangels and that sort of thing. But messages are very important, obviously, because we need to pay attention to them, because there may be an extremely valid reason that something that is ethereal is taking the time to actually communicate with you. There's probably a darn good reason. And now, as long as it's positive and as long as the channel is clear, that, you know, that message can be something that can change your life in a really positive way, effective way.
Absolutely.
So ignoring it or just not really quite taking the time to understand it can be something that you'll end up regretting and, you know, that sort of thing. I talk to people all the time who think that they may have gotten a message, but they're not sure. And if you're feeling that way, odds are you probably did get a message. So take the time and listen to it or go over it. That's why I always encourage people to write down their dreams. If you thought you heard your nephew who died in a skateboard accident when he was 14 and he's trying to talk to you about something, maybe he does have something to say, so pay attention.
Yes, the dream journal is very important.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what you can really glean from something like that. It's just really fantastic. It's almost like unbelievable that, for me, an example, I really actually come across very visually realized things that I've written down and have actually stepped into those situations. And it's just been like everything I've written down to, you know, a banister or something have been fully realized in that day-to-day situation. It might be a month ahead of time. But that's the significance of writing it down.
Oh, yeah, because you'll forget it sometimes, and then sometimes you'll remember it again if an incident happens, but if you can see it written down and then you start seeing patterns, and then if an experience happens and you can go, oh, that's what it is.
My friend's doing a series about dream pillows right now. Really good friend of mine who, and he markets them through the store and stuff like that, but they're really fantastic for, like, astral traveling and that sort of thing, so I got one for my stepdaughter for Christmas, and she's been, every morning I have some big giant story about everything. I'm like, well, that's great. Did you write it down? She's like, no, I'll remember it. I'm like, you're missing the point. Write it down.
Right.
But, I mean, immediately, they're filled with so many really hyper-reactive agents and all sorts of really intense lavenders, and all, I don't know what exactly he puts in there, but
maybe a little
they're really, really powerful.
Mugwort's another one known for a little bit of dreaming as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really powerful. He said himself that he uses them all the time, so he not only, you know, he's not only a, you know, the president of the hair club from, like, he actually uses the dream pillow, so he's really amazed. And you know, he's not the kind of person that would exaggerate to me, so I'm like, wow, I got to get her one. But they're fantastic. I'm sending my sister one kind of after, like, I got your Christmas present, but here's another, you know what I mean? Here's another one. So we have anything that you wanted to add about messages from beyond, Daniel? Or?
Well, we do have a lot of callers, but I'll briefly state, and then we'll get to the callers. I definitely, you know, have experienced it quite a few times, including when I was younger. when I was a kid, my sister and I both saw my grandfather's ghost at the same time.
Oh, wow.
We're about a year apart. That was pretty common for us back then to have some shared experiences, including one where recently...
Your passed away when you were really young?
Yeah. We were about 7 or 6. I'm 1 year older than her. It was something right around that age. Mm. And we were staying in their house that night because my parents were there doing work on it because the place was kind of downhill and they were old. And so we went there after my grandmother died a little while after, and we were both, you know, back then we were little, so we were crashing in the same bed, and we both woke up to the same thing, my grandfather's ghost being there at the foot of the bed, and we both saw it. And there's other times, oftentimes relatives, oftentimes, but I've had so many vivid dreams, astral projections, that I get to the point where I don't have astral projections, I start missing them.
Oh, wow. So for you, I mean, are you talking about right, like now, like in the contemporary sense?
It's actually been a while since I've had an astral projection, but I believe that sometimes they start to happen a lot because there's a message, like something's trying to get me to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely had that feeling before, it happening like at pivotal times in your life, when there's a lot of change, maybe even abrupt change.
Like,
and
it
could be good or bad, but like something's trying
out.
To get... That's how I always felt, is when I'm having an ambush of these... Not ambush, but a whole lot of these astral projections, I always feel like that's also a message. Something's trying to get me to really pay attention and pay more attention to dreams and pay more attention to every experience.
Well, if you're not changing your circumstance, you know, on the physical plane, then maybe your guides are trying to get you to change it on the astral plane.
Mm-hmm. And I still have strong dreams as far as like a really good astral projection. Actually, I haven't had one of those out-of-body experiences in a little while. But I still have really powerful dreams that I, you know, try to remember.
Mm-hmm.
We're not always... It's a tough habit to get into to wake up and write down your dream. It takes a while to develop that habit. And even when you have
sometimes
you forget to do it.
It's the kind of thing I like to encourage if it's that kind of poignant dream, you know,
right.
If you know it's one of those, like, that's the time to do it. It's the time where you have to get up and tell everybody about it.
Mm-hmm. And then there are...
I don't know, I guess she'd be okay if I share, but hers is like, blah, 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 you know, she's like flying over the ocean, she sees this metal box, and then, of course, there's me, like, right behind her, I'm like, hey, open the box. She's using this dream pill. So she's like, I don't know, I don't want to open the box, I'm going to fall in the ocean. I'm like, don't worry, you're not going to fall in the ocean. So she opens this metal box, and then there's a pufferfish in there. And then I guess she, like, tickled its belly or whatever, and it, like, spit up a little water and opened its eyes and looked at her. And I'm like, that's a gift from the ocean goddess. And she's like, wow, that's awesome. And then that was it. That was really cool. But, of course, I'm in it, and it's a giant altar up to, you know, like, right next to where she sleeps. So, obviously... Okay, could it be psychosomatic reaction? I don't know. Is it the god, the ocean goddess visiting her? Probably. I don't know. You know, it's really awesome. But I thought that was really cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming lucid in a dream is a pretty, you know, interesting thing when it happens. Like, sometimes I'm totally aware I'm dreaming. Sometimes I'm not at all. But there are times where I'm like, I have to tell somebody else, I'm like, dude, we're in a dream. It's really not going to be that bad. Happened to me before, like in nightmares.
You tell the other people, you're like, hey, man, it's a dream, so just chop.
Don't be too scared. We can control this with how we think. That's
I've
really cool
that
when you become that lucid.
I'm the one trying to exercise some sort of malevolent energy out of, like, some old house or some, you know, and everyone's like, are you know, can you help us? I'm like, I've turned the people, like the whole cast of the characters or whoever's in my dream, like, hey, everybody, this is the dream. Chill out. Like, seriously, like, it'll be fine. And then everyone mellows out, and the whole vibe of the dream is really, like, more relaxed, which is kind of funny.
And
that's what
But I'm not saying it's all, I always have it good like that. There are times where I wake up genuinely disturbed, too, when things aren't in order. Like, every insecurity you can think of all mustering into one awful experience, you know. And you just wake up feeling really strange and not strong, and, you know, so it can work both ways. Even if you're experienced, you can still have the bad ones.
Well, that's the weird thing, too. She's been asking me about lucid dreaming for, like, the longest time. I'm like, and then my best friend starts making these pills at the store. I'm like, okay, but he has a whole range of them. By the way, if you have nightmares, he mixed a range. I think there's like four or five for specifically for protection during sleep. Lucid dreaming, astral projection, achieving life's goals, and a couple different things. So if you are interested in any of these dream pillows, go to marielevos.com, and I have a list of the inventory of the store, and I'd be happy to send you one. So
cool.
That's what I mentioned.
Yeah, and sometimes you realize, and we'll get to the callers here because we've got a lot of them on the phone, and I've informed some of them of their order. Then you realize sometimes the really bad dreams are very valuable because they're really something for you to work on. And it's that great feeling if you do like a dream work thing and work on something and step to the next level and conquer that little thing or that fear or whatever the issue is. It is an amazing feeling.
Well, I think if you're having consistent nightmares, then there's something you need to face and overwhelm or overpower and develop that courage to do so. Having one just mammoth, like, crazy dream, maybe that kind of buzz to wake you up into some, like, have that moment of clarity. But people with a consistent nightmare, they're being chased in a spiritual sense, and that needs to be addressed at some point.
Right.
So whether it's not through energy work, whether or not it's through life situation that needs to change, like something needs to change.
It could be something in the mundane world, something to work on in the dream world.
Well, my friend from high school is always having these zombie dreams, like all the time. And way before zombies were Vogue or anything like that, like he was having these crazy zombie dreams. Like he's always saying, man, these zombies were chasing me. And I'm like, well, why are you freaked out? But, you know, there's always some horde of, you know, people chasing you all the time. That's got to be something, you know. Something's happening there, so.
Feeling out of control, feeling like you have no power, you know.
And the fact that they're inhuman, you know, where does that lead? Because we were friends, I never really sat down and, you know, examined them or did a reading, you know, this was years ago. So who knows? I never really found out what the heck was going on, but.
Distrust. Can mean a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take our first caller, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 207.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, your microphone is on, 207.
Hello, good evening, guys. I love hearing your stories.
Thanks. I know some of them weren't, like, incredibly interesting.
They're interesting to me. I have a little situation brewing here.
Okay.
We rent a house off my mom, and she's planning on selling it to my daughter-in-law, who hates me with a passion, and she'll just evict us. We know it. There's no doubt about that. If she gets a hold of the deed, we're out in the streets.
She'll evict you and you're saying daughter-in-law, so that's your wife then you're living with?
No, my sister-in-law.
Oh, your sister-in-law. I'm sorry. So your mom is selling the house to your sister-in-law?
Correct.
Okay. And she can't stand you, so you're looking at being evicted is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't you love family?
So, the question is, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So the question is it going to happen, or where's the dilemma exactly? I mean, obviously it's a dilemma, but the question, what should you do, or?
What do you see around this situation, I guess?
Okay. All right. Hold on. Well, obviously, it's not a, you know, we can kind of piece together that it's a difficult situation. What's your name?
Tom.
Tom. Oh, it's Tom. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, Tom's called before.
Hold, please. Yeah, no, I figured it was Tom, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Green, red, purple, or orange?
Green.
Green. Okay, one second. All right. You want to look at the situation the town's going through and see what's happening?
Yeah. Yes, I'd like to know if it's going to happen or not.
Okay. I want to ask someone. What's that? Just 1 second.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You'll be able to come to some agreement of some sort where you can at least just stay there for a short amount of time. We just got two of sorts compromised. Let me ask. Oh, because she's not going to be able to do anything with the house immediately anyway. She bought it for a reason. She doesn't want to get rid of it. And you're occupying it, and you're paying rent. You'll have to pay them rent. They may up your rent a little bit for the short amount of time they want to let you live there.
Yeah, she bought it for me and my daughter. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, she really bought it for my for me and my daughter, and my wife included. My wife came third, but the situation.
Well, my point is this. Okay, I have the two of swords, which is compromised. It's right side up. Feeling that it's a tight, stressful situation, but it's not the end of the world. So when you're telling me that she bought the house, like this sister-in-law is buying the house, and she's buying it for you, your wife, and your daughter. Is that what you just told me?
No. My mother bought the house for my wife.
For you and your family. Okay, I got it.
Right, correct.
Okay, 1 second. This card's telling me you'll be able to come to some agreement for a short amount of time. That's what it's like. However, I don't know if you want to do that or not. 1 moment. Yeah, and we got the two of pentacles. We got two of swords, two of pentacles. There's going to be some sort of balance here. Do you get along, you don't get along with your brother, or... What's the deal?
I haven't spoke to my brother. It's not that we don't get along. It's my brother is not allowed to talk to my mother or myself unless we leave the house.
Okay. And why is that? She's trying to take control of the house? Is that, I mean, it's that important to her?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I'm getting some decent stuff here where you might at least be able to stay for a little while. I mean, it looks... You need to talk... Okay, you can't talk to your brother, you can only talk to her?
I can talk to my brother.
Then you should talk to your brother. I'm seeing some compromise here. I'm seeing some reasonable...
He has no control over anything. He has no control. Everything goes through his wife.
Okay, but...
He doesn't go to the bathroom unless he talks to her first.
Okay, listen. He doesn't go to the bathroom. What does she want the house for? Because I'm seeing that you'll be able to balance it. There's two twos right side up, okay? I'm asking my spirit guide, let me ask. What does she want from you? She doesn't know. She doesn't care. She doesn't want you to be a pain in her ass. Pretty much, that's it.
That's right.
She doesn't have a vendetta against you. She doesn't want you to be a pain in her ass. So if you need to stay there for X amount of time when you get your shit together, you're going to be able to. Maybe as much as 4 to 6 months. That's after they sell the house, which whenever that happens. The question is, what do they want to do with the house? And when do they want to do it? What do they want to do with the house?
Oh, they have no idea. They just want to acquire it.
Right. So why would they want you to be ejected immediately?
They already have two houses. They don't need this. They, you know,
so
it'll be
you're
just
paying rent.
Vendetta.
Listen. The owners, yeah, they can evict you. It'll be a long process if they're going to actually go. You'll be able to balance this for a short amount of time.
Not in Maine.
What?
In Maine, they have 7-day evictions.
Okay. Well, I keep getting cards that say you're okay. Yeah. Listen to me. Getting cards that are saying there's a way to maybe get. I mean, what do you want? You're just asking me to look at the situation, and I see that there's a way to balance this somehow. So, I mean, I got two cards that relate to that. Hold on, let me ask you them. I just think they want control of the house. If they know you're going to be gone at some point, then that's cool. You need to actually speak to somebody. Why? Okay, well, maybe you need to just talk to your mom and say, tell her not to sell it for 5 months. Hello? You're going to be able to talk to somebody and work. You need 5 months to get your shit together. You need 4 to 5 months, 4 to 6 months. Go talk to your mom and say, hey, mom, do not sell the flipping house. For 4 to 5 months, somebody, you're going to be able to talk to somebody reasonable in the equation, and they're going to be able to balance it for you. And in the meantime, you pay her rent, and she's receiving rent from you, and just leave it at that, and then fast track looking for someplace else to live. Because you probably want to be out of the whole equation between your mom, your, you know, brother, and your sister-in-law, and that whole stupid thing, because it just seems really ridiculous.
It is. It's very ridiculous.
It seems ridiculous. So there is a way to work. The question was, what's going on? And the answer is, there's a way to work this out. Your mom called you and said, I'm selling the house to them, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay. Then this is what you do. You call her back and say, I need you to wait 4 months so I can get my shit together, and then I can go. You need to do this immediately. And then even if she started the process, she can hold it back. And she needs to do this. Now, she's getting ousted in this situation, too. So you think she wants to accommodate them?
No, because, you know, if she accommodates them, she loses me. So it's
right.
A no-win
situation.
Right,
there you go. Look, you're the reasonable one. You want her in your life on some levels. They're the ones that are being assholes. So you go, I don't want to say the word, you know what I mean? But, like, you get my point. So I say, find the reasonable one out of these three people in the situation, sequester that person and say, look, I need some time. I'm not telling you you're going to get more than a little time. I'm not telling you that. Because here's the thing, your spirit guides don't want you to be there anyway. They don't want, I'm not getting the message that you should be there any longer than between 4 to 6 months, 6 months at the latest. Now, we're talking about Maine here, right? Nobody wants to move stuff and do stuff in the middle of winter in Maine, right?
That's right.
So leave them, like, they're not, are they going to be all up in arms about ousting you out of there? Probably not. So your mom will work something out. They can get things going, you know, in the or late spring or whatever, and then that's it. Okay? But now the other thing you need to do is aggressively look for where else you're going to live. That's it. Because if you're renting from anybody else reasonable, this wouldn't even be a problem.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't, no. Somehow you always find yourself stuck in weird situations with your mom's energy. And I already told you that last time I talked to you. I told you she was going to show up as the high priestess with all this power and all these ideas and all. You know, her deciding that she's going to sell a house now makes your life highly inconvenient. So you need to ask her to be reasonable and lay off for you know, a decent amount of time so you can figure out what you're going to do. And I don't think that's unreasonable to do that.
No, not at all.
Okay, you'll be okay. But in the meantime, aggressively figure out, well, where else am I going to live? And I'm sorry, but it was pretty easy for me to find. I was nowhere near you, but I lived in, like, Burlington, Vermont, and I, you know, people want to rent. Right? I mean, there's you should be able to find a place, right?
I hope so.
You will. Just be positive. You will.
Well, no, I will be able to find a place, yes, but a place that I can call my own.
And you do not need to be 7 day evicted. That's what you don't need.
That's
and you'll
true.
Have plenty of time, I think.
Yeah.
For me to see two cards the way I saw them and for me to ask and get Yeah, validation just go to your mom. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. All right, hey, thanks for calling in, Tom.
Hey, Happy New Year, both of you.
Oh, okay, yeah, hey, Happy New Year to you.
Okay, take care
calling
now.
Again.
Bye.
Bye. I will.
And please call us and keep us updated.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I mean, that doesn't sound like a disaster. If anything, his guardian angels want him out of that situation anyway.
Since he started
yeah,
calling.
Yeah, maybe he wouldn't have moved in the long run unless somebody said, hey, you have to move. So that's just what's happening, that's all.
And before it's been a problem, it's come up, some kind of awkward, uncomfortable thing going on because someone in his family has power over where he lives. Maybe it's time to break.
Yeah, stop dealing with your family for everything. You know, there are certain things, if it's have autonomy. So that way, weird personality flaws and defects and things that happen when you're in fifth grade don't factor into your living space. You know, I get a huge argument with my dad over something, which I haven't, and I can't even tell you almost ever, you know, but if I did, it wouldn't affect where I live. You know, he couldn't, like, call my landlord and have me evicted. You
right.
know, no matter what. So I think what we're seeing is Tom getting some real leverage on getting control of his life on his own terms. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
All right, well, fair. Do we got more callers? Or?
Oh, yeah. 860 is next.
Okay.
Make 60, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I have a nice, real, very mystical day today. Very mystical.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It can be a little taxing, but I've just been, doing a lot of praising nature sort of situation and, you know, saying thank you and all that stuff. Still kind of, it was Jesus' birthday the other day, so that was happening. So that was kind of cool. How are you? What's going on? Do you have a question for us, or do you have anything to add to our topic about messages from beyond at all?
I have a question.
Sure.
I have what's turning out to be kind of a challenging situation because I have a couple of people staying with me who are my family. And, you know, trying to help them, but it's my daughter and her boyfriend, but they're not getting along all that well.
Oh,
and
no, okay.
I'm hoping that it's going to work out.
So you're leaning towards it's maybe not going to work out.
What?
Or
well,
the living situation or them? Their relationship?
Them.
Yeah. Okay, so your question was, is it going to work out or what should
yeah.
you do? Okay.
I mean, because there's a baby involved now, so.
Oh, okay. Is it his baby?
Yes.
Okay. All right. One moment. Oh, purple, red, green, or orange?
Purple.
Purple. Okay. One moment. Okay. Well, what's your daughter's name, person?
Melissa.
Melissa? Okay. All right, we want to look at Susan's daughter and just ask about what's going on in this relationship and just kind of get some ideas on what's happening with that, where it's going. She just, I'm seeing her trying to explain something to him, like, I think she's trying to be a little, he's trying to, like, feed his pride and his ego by not listening to her, but what she's saying is constructive criticisms, but they're little nitpicky things.
Exactly.
But
she nits too much.
She nitpicks him to shit. I don't, I'm sorry, I'm saying, I'm swearing a lot.
No, that's okay.
She's nitpicking, just, I see her nitpicky. I think
because
that
she's not
hurt. Building up this callus to it, and he's just like, I can't handle it anymore. Now, I think that he needs to get a little bit more motivated, but I'm not feeling like that he's a total deadbeat either. So I'm not getting that total energy. Like he
yeah,
has
you're
some
completely
sort of
right.
Vocation.
He has a lazy
he has some
side
vocation,
to him.
But it could be better. And because mm-hmm. it's not better, they have to live with you, and she's nitpicking him.
Yeah.
So he's feeling hurt, and yeah, it's tough. So let me look and ask what you should. Should I ask what you should do or what she should do?
Maybe what she should do, because I'm kind of just, you know.
You're trying.
In the middle of all
this. What do you, how do you get involved? Yeah, I mean, what? How much of it is your business? And it is your business because they live there, but yeah, it's tough. Okay, one second. It
becomes my business because they're here, so. Are you there?
Yeah, just one moment.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. They need to go where there's more of a vibrant opportunities for him and his work. How old is the baby? Really young? Infant?
Yeah, she's 2 months, a little over 2 months.
So Melissa's got to be with the baby, obviously. So what exactly does he do?
He's working in a restaurant. He's a waiter. But he works in a really good restaurant.
High-end
money.
Right. This is telling me they need to look for a place. They need to go get up and move. That's what it, and possibly far away. And there's other opportunities and other things, and it'll be kind of an adventure. And, yeah, they're like a little family, and they got to watch their money and all this stuff, but... There's other, I get the fool right side up, and the fool means I'm going to take a risk, I'm going to go out on a limb, but it's going to pay off because life is calling me to other ends of the world on some levels. So I asked what Melissa should do, and that's what it's telling me. Let me ask my spirit guide. Hold on. Okay, it's this whole thing about her, like, being able to, like, what did she do with school and what she wanted to do with her career and what, you know, I mean, it's just this whole, where she's pretty much now, right now, she might not be able to, she's, like, got her hands full with the baby, but there are ways that she can kind of address bringing in some money herself, but she's just going through, like, some postpartum stuff right now.
Yeah.
So she needs to relax a little bit, that's all. And, you know, you're her mom, you can talk to her a little bit. I mean, it's just, you know, she doesn't know where she envisioned where her life was going and all this stuff. This is telling me they need to look and possibly a little bit farther away from where you're at outside of the general vicinity for new opportunities and living space that is, A, affordable, B, you know, whatever, maybe his family has some situations outside of, you know, out of town or out of state or something like that.
Yeah, they don't want to go back there. They were already there.
They were, okay. Well, this is telling me they need to keep this. I don't know, man. Hold on. Let me ask. All right. I mean, there really isn't a clear answer there, unless somebody drops $10,000
in
their
lap.
Yeah,
they're just going to keep saving money. I just wanted to basically know if they're going to make it through this kind of weird thing they're going through.
He needs to, and she. Okay, he needs to. He's very disappointed in whatever just happened to them. Okay, he's extremely disappointed in whatever just happened to them. He needs the Eight of Cups is releasing a lot of bad old feelings. He has relocated himself. He's shown up, you know, and he's trusting in her resources to make things work, And she's nitpicking him, and he has his threshold for dealing with it is getting a little thin. But what he needs to do is work on trying to release some pent up frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And they maybe need to find time to themselves to maybe go to like meditation or go to, where do you guys live?
Connecticut.
Okay. Well, you know, drive into Hartford and go to yoga together. They need to please babysit for them and give them time to themselves, and they need to work on spending them time that doesn't have to do with the baby.
Right,
and they need to release negativity, and they got to work with what they got, and what they got is not a lot. So what? You know,
yes.
I'm not going to keep singing the Different Strokes theme song, but you get my point.
Like a song.
Well, you know, they're not in the worst situation, and it sucks to have to live with mom. I get it, but they need to start small and build. Okay, he's at a good restaurant. That means he can have, you know, that $300 to $400 night occasionally, you know, and then the nights that it's $100 to $200, those are still good nights. So you pull that in. I mean, you can make close to $2,500 or $2,400 a month. And, yeah, you can go find a place, put some money away. You know, you might, I mean.
I don't think it's the most horrible situation either for them.
No, it's not. She didn't envision things going this way.
Yeah, she thought it would be faster.
She got sucked into the cyclone of events, and she came out the other end a different person, but she's a little resentful of and she's having some postpartum stuff. So she needs meditation. She needs spirituality of some sort, maybe rediscover God or, you know, Buddha or Gaia or something that resonates with her.
And it's
know?
Coming to her slowly because I'm spiritual, so...
Oh, good. Okay, well, you know, just let her know. Look, I mean, you have a little miracle in your lap right here. I mean, just you're not in the worst situation, but you have to take assessment of it and look at it for the bare bones of what it is, okay? He's not making, you know, he's doing pretty well, and you just get that little apartment, and you're going to have to just deal for a little bit, and, you know, it'll be okay.
It'll work out.
In the meantime, she could do, you know, maybe some work online or something if she has time. I mean, that's what my spirit guide basically said. There are some other things she can do.
Okay.
To kind of, you know what I'm saying? So I think that she needs, but the thing is she needs to work on releasing that. They both got some negativity and resentment. And I don't know what happened with his family, but this didn't set things on a nice tone.
No, it didn't. You're right.
And he's upset about that. That's the thing that I'm seeing, is he's not. So he'll release it, though. The card I got is about him releasing it.
Good. I'll keep working on
him. That means he will.
I'll keep working on him, too.
Good. Okay. I think that looking at a time frame about when, where, and how they're going to live is... It's goal oriented, so that's what needs to happen, I think.
Yeah,
and
that's
because
okay.
Right now they're both bouncing energy off of each other. That seems there's a little bit of a despair or hopelessness threaded through it, and it's just not. It's just flailing around the house, and that's what's not helping.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in, Susan. I appreciate it.
Happy
New Year.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Susan. And
thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Just to let everyone know, if you want to get a hold of me for a private consultation, my email is bbucared, bucare, and that is @gmail.com, dbucare@gmail.com.
And if they happen to be in New Orleans, where else could they find you?
Oh, at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street. So you can contact us through the website or just call Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo as well.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Aaron, I'll go ahead and take the next caller. You're walking.
Yeah. I just had the Queen of Cups just, like, jump out of the deck.
Right before this reading. 202.
Uh-huh.
202, you're on the air.
I'm 202. I'm Yolanda. Hey. How you doing?
Welcome,
hi,
Yolanda.
How are you?
I was just wondering if I'm going to get better because I have been sick for a while.
Okay. So are you going to get better?
Yeah, physically.
Okay. Orange, green, purple, or red?
Red.
Red, okay. Just one more. So let's look at, will Yolanda get better? Okay. Okay. You got to start looking at your path in life and wanting to go after it again. Okay. What is your function and what is your destiny? What do you need to add to the world? You know what that is, and you need to start getting ready to go after it again, because I am getting the world right side up. So it means that your path is ready for you again. Okay. It's time for you to get started again. Let me ask Nihal, how long? Oh, wow, okay. The Three of Cups. So you're getting close. You're getting, the Three of Cups is beautiful. It's pure joy. So you got the world, you got the Three of Cups. Let me ask my spirit. Your transition from being trapped in your body and its illness and what's going on, this is going to transition very quickly, okay? But you have to let it transition, okay? You have to tell yourself that you're okay with being better. Is there a reason you wouldn't want to get better?
No. It's just, yes, I'm totally trapped. I know that.
Don't
not
be
only
trapped?
Physically, but, yeah, because I moved here recently, and it's been kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Been here for a year and a half, and
mm-hmm.
it's really hard when you move into a place and you don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you
I know
do
I'm
for like, what do you do for a living? How do you add to the world? What's your path?
I always work with the victims of crime.
Mm-hmm.
I work as a victim advocate, and right now I'm working for the police department. But I'm working helping.
You have a very important functionality in the world at large. Your path helps people understand what's going on with them. Me getting the world right side up says that you will get better when you decide to start on your path again. And then you will receive the Three of Cups, which is pure joy and fulfillment in realizing that there's a reason why you've been put on this planet and why God respects you and why your emotions are all connected together, and your cups of emotions and spiritual inspirations roll over and overflow with happiness and joy.
So
I'm going to tell you right now, if you flip the switch in your head and say, I'm going to work by the end of next week, middle of next week, I bet you'll be back doing something by Wednesday. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
These are both really positive cards.
Okay, I know that things are going to change. I know that because I feel it in my heart.
You can sense it. That's why you called me. But I want to tell you that it's quicker than you'll think if you just say, I want to get better right now.
Okay.
Like, I'm done fucking around. You know, I'm done. I sat here and I thought about myself. I thought about what I've been through. I thought about some of the difficulties I've had since I've been here and since I moved here. But, you know, I'm ready to release it and I'm ready to go after the rest of my path and actualize my life again. Because the reason I'm here is because God or, you know, my guardians or whoever, they decided, okay, Yolanda, now it's time to be here. So I'm going to be in this situation and own it and start helping people again. And by doing that, help myself.
Okay.
So I'm happy for
okay.
you.
Okay. I think I understand. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. I mean, this is, if someone, this is, for someone who's asking about an illness, this is as positive as I could see.
Right. Well, so, I know that illness is not going to kill me. It's just something that is happening right now. but it's not something.
I'm not saying it's entirely psychosomatic. I'm saying that you're not letting it let you go because you're not saying to your body, I'm ready for action.
Okay.
When you say I'm ready for action, you're going to send a message upstairs, and then someone's going to hit a switch, and then your cells are going to start to knit back together and say, okay, it's time to go. And in
okay.
a couple days, you'll be ready. Okay?
Okay.
Cool.
I understand.
All right.
Thank you for the positive message. I appreciate
it. You got it, Yolanda. It was great to talk to you.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Yolanda, for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Off
and just to talk about the theme tonight, a lot of what you're hearing me talk to people about is while I am pulling tarot cards, I am also receiving messages from my spirit guide. Those messages are transferred to me through sights, sounds, feelings. Sometimes I feel things like you would feel, like your stomach dropping, you know, so... There's a range of different senses that I use when I'm picking up and getting these messages. Sometimes I see things with color. Earlier today, I was doing a phone reading for someone where I saw their workplace as being very flat, and the space or the office itself as being very flat. And then I also saw the floor and walls being lined with turquoise green, which told me, and the message there was that there is prosperity for most of the people that work there, and it's kind of a benign, lighthearted, fun workspace. And the flatness told me that, oh, there really weren't any big problems or catastrophes or anything that really was just keeping people from letting their energy flow and the fluidity of it. But it also told me that there wasn't a lot of action or a lot of excitement. So that's how I received my messages. It is a lot of visuals for me, but I do hear stuff as well, like names and that sort of thing. Or I'll hear like an echo, and so all those relate to a message that I have to translate and apply it to that person's life. Now, maybe I might not know how to apply it, but most of the time they do. And then they'll tell me how that relates to them. So it's interesting. Just going with our theme this evening.
Yes, and maybe one day or on another episode, maybe we'll do an episode about techniques for contacting your spirit guide for those out there that wish to do such a thing.
Yep, it can be one of the most fulfilling things that you attempt as far as psychically or any sort of exercise you could do through guided meditation is contacting your spirit guide.
We may have brushed upon it before, actually.
I think we did briefly on some level, but... to the point of where I would be happy with trying to tell a layman this is what you do.
Right.
And a pretty basic version of it. But for some people that might be enough. You know, we're all different. Some
right.
of us have been contacting our spirit guides for years and years and years, and we just didn't really know how to put a name on it. You know, some of us are very connected through our dreams. And then some of us have guides that are family members. That does not mean that there isn't an alternate, sort of person out there outside of that that is a spirit guide. And, you know, I talk to people all the time that are convinced that their spirit guide is you know, a family member and that sort of thing. And I'm not adverse to that either. So.
All right, Darren, we'll go ahead and take, we have Mikey Hart on the line.
Hi.
Welcome, Mikey Hart.
Hi, my name is Sharon.
Thank you
for taking my call.
You got it. So any messages from beyond or anything that...
Yes, I would love any messages.
...you'd like to share about?
Yeah, I'd love to get some messages from beyond. Maybe around this or whatever comes up, but I'm a massage therapist and I started at a spa a month ago, and we have not been busy.
Okay.
We didn't even hardly sell any gift certificates, so I'm wondering if you can give me some insights around that.
Okay. All right, so the spa has just suffered a kind of a decline of sorts.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's your name again?
Sharon.
Sharon, okay. All right, Sharon. Red, purple, orange, or green?
Purple.
Purple, okay. One moment, please. So we want to know what's going on with Sharon's, what's the name of the salon, if you don't mind?
It's called Luminescence Day Spa.
What?
Luminescence Day Spa,
okay. Luminescence Day Spa, why so difficult as of late? Why have things been so challenging as far as business goes?
Yes, that is a question.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of little things. I can tell you this. You are not part of the equation with the downgrade of business. You are a professional that actually values what you know, the techniques and the art of what you do. You continually provide above average service. However, I'm getting some confusing vacuous energy from the area right around there. Let me hold on a second. One moment, please. Do you know what the owner's plans are with the spa? Because do you have any idea?
Well, she wants it to be successful, but she also...
You want it to be busy.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm thinking. I have this chariot right side up. That's weird. Hold on one second.
Okay.
What's her name? Do you mind her first name?
Lizzie.
Lizzie?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. It's a combination of things. I'm not liking her. She's the center, a nexus of a lot of the business that comes through.
Yes.
And her energy's kind of knotted up right now. She's a little bit aggravated for a couple of different reasons. And I don't know if it's because there's like other corporate type salons out there or spas or whatever, you know what I mean, that are doing
yeah.
this sort of thing. But she's like, her cranial sacral has a big knot in it. Her sacral chakra is like a big knot. And I couldn't, you know, just looking at your spa, I'm not getting the answer because I just feel like emptiness, but I don't feel like there's a particular reason. When I get to her, I get this knot in her stomach. So I think that there's a couple of different marketing ideas and things that she could try that she's not sure if they're going to work, and she's just feeling defeated about it. So there's not a lot of proactive energy going on out there, and then there's not a lot of client retention. That's the issue that I think overall. If she could find a way to expand client retention, and again, I want to clarify that you're not the problem with that.
Okay.
Not you, but maybe the rest. I don't know exactly, but so that there's that. Hold on one second.
Okay.
God, wow, weird. All right. I don't know what you know about her personal life, but I just... There's a male influence on her that is just very heavy-handed, and it's just pushing, and she wants to give to all you guys and make sure that you're happy and you're successful, But she's just feeling pressure from a lot of different sides right now.
Okay.
And I think that this male influence, I don't know if you know, is she in a relationship or what's going on?
Yes, she is. And there is some contentiousness there.
He has this intense administration. She's showing up as the emperor. She's showing up as the queen of cups. So an emperor is this, like, really powerful, tyrannical energy. A queen of cups is like, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. So you get this intensity, and then you get this person that their emotional or spiritual output is constantly coming out. And so this, the spa itself is a labor of love for her. She needs some good, very clinical marketing and organizational advice with the spa. She needs to sit down with somebody that does this sort of thing for small businesses in your area, and she needs to just shut up and sit there and listen to it. And that's it. In the meantime, she has this person she's in a relationship with coming down on her like she's like flailing and doesn't know what the hell she's doing, so that doesn't help either.
Right.
And then she overly cares about you guys and what's going on with you and if you're making money, and when she's getting feedback that you're not, or she feels like she failed. So it's a vicious circle.
It certainly is. Okay. Okay.
So now I'm going to ask, as far as you go, Sharon, what should you do to kind of navigate through whatever this tough time is for this spot? Okay, so one moment.
Okay, thank you.
What should Sharon do to navigate through this difficult time for humanistic spot? What should she do? Hold on. Okay, you're just... Do you ever take private clients outside of the spa?
I haven't. I haven't been really created anything outside of the spa yet.
You can do that. You need to use the people you know. Be an extrovert. It's telling me to be the hermit inverted, which means go out there and ring some bells and let people know what's going on with you. Look into possibly doing, sometimes they have people. This is telling me you're going to have to look outside the normal. You're going to have to rattle your sabers a little bit and see who else is out there. And it's telling me you'll make more money if you do that. I got the Three of Pentacles. So people need massage therapists for events, for lounges, when there's like a, there's all kinds of stuff. So you need to look into your other opportunities because they're there. However, while you're doing that, you might get hired by another spa, which is probably the case. Because you're skilled and you're the kind of person that brings intense talent to the equation. So when you're doing that, people, they're going to want to replicate that. They're going to want you there. And I hate to see you kind of leave Lizzie out in the lurch or just kind of abandon ship, but you got to make money,
Yeah.
Something's going on with her, and she's not entirely pulling the right energy to her, and I don't know what's going on. She needs to offer humility, and she maybe needs to tell her husband or whoever that he needs to kind of chill out a little bit. So all of that stuff needs to happen. Unfortunately, it's having seismic waves hit the spa on the other end of it. So in the meantime, you're there. You're coming in with a great big smile on your face, like ready to do some damage, and nothing's happening, and you're still trying to stay as positive as possible. So you bring that positivity, and you take it where you can make some money, which might be at a couple different lounge events, upscale lounge events, something where they'll hire you. They won't maybe pay you anything flat, but you show up and see what you can make. And you end up doing pretty well because they got the Three of Pentacles, which means you move to that next stage of pulling in an extra $5 to $1,000 a week, which is always good.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, Darren, that you mentioned craniosacral, because that's my major technique that I do, a major therapy that I do.
Okay. See, and you could actually help her out. You could change the whole, like, system, of what's happening there if you wanted to, but she'd have to sit down with you and really let it flow, so...
Yeah, well, maybe that will happen. She hasn't had that yet, so.
What she's doing is not proactive for the business. I see her as a Queen of Pentacles inverted, so she's actually it's hemorrhaging money here and there, and so she's getting flack from her husband and blah, 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 or whoever, you know. So, but there's possibilities. I think you need to explore your options. And I think she's not going to fault you for that, for doing some moonlighting and stuff like that. Keep your options open. Don't feel stuck. Don't feel like you're betraying anybody, because you need to make money, and she's going to have to understand that, and I think she will.
Okay. Thank you so much, Darren. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, you got it. Thanks for calling.
All right. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Monkey Heart, and have a great new year. All right, Darren, how are you feeling?
Pretty good, pretty good. Do we have, I'm not really online right now, so I can't see what's going on. Just for a moment, I'm having
more
finding my laptop for some reason. So how many callers do we have?
We have two.
We have two callers right now? Okay.
All right.
I don't know where it is.
All right, hold on. We have 646 on the line. Welcome. There are two 646s. This is the first one.
Actually, I need a break. Can I have a short break?
Okay. Hold on, 646. Let Darren take a break. It will be a short one. We will be right back with Darren Bouquet.
Okay.
song was from good friends of mine, the band Woven Green. They're a local band right here in the Northern Virginia area. And Darren, your mic is on. Welcome back.
Hello. I have one, yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
And we'll go ahead and take 646. Your mic
Hi.
Is on. You're on Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquet.
Hi, welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Christina.
Christina, okay. Thanks for calling in. Christina, have you received any messages from beyond ever?
From you? No.
From me? Not from you?
Okay. No.
Okay. Did you have a question of some sort, spiritually?
I do.
Okay.
I recently made a very important decision.
Okay.
And I wonder what you see with respect to the ramifications and the outcomes associated with that decision.
Okay, so you made a major, can you just repeat that again so I understand?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to see what the ramifications and the outcomes are associated with a decision I made recently.
Okay. Purple, orange, green, or red?
Purple.
What?
I'm sorry, purple.
Purple? Okay. Okay, one moment. Christina would like to see if the ramifications are for a major decision she made recently that will have life-changing. Okay, and then one moment. Okay. All right. Knight of Pentacles, male energy interventionalist riding in, aggressively becoming a variable in their life in a positive sense, at least at first. You see this person, Pentacles being physical. Situations, money situations. So what we're seeing is that the decision you made actually lends itself to actually connecting with someone who's an interventionalist in your life who's going to be a variable that can actually offer elements of financial, expansion. And also your physical comfort will be added to. Okay, this is someone that can help you be more physically comfortable. So we can look at that as, wow, this is maybe somebody that wants to be physical with you. It may just be somebody who is actually helping you expand your cachet for making money. However, this is what I want to let you know. It can, what did you tell me? It can have very strong ramifications in the future for you. I did get the Nine of Swords inverted. There are some elements of very, very psychological and emotionally challenging day-to-day life situational things that are going to be hard to process a little bit in the next 2.5 months. What I can say is this, there will be financial rewards, and at the end of it, I get the Strength card. So you face, the Strength card shows a vibrant angel drenched in sunshine facing a lion. And when she faces that lion, she actually embraces it. And the love that she shows towards the lion actually acquiesces the creature, and they become fast friends. So while we're looking at the Strength card, we're realizing that challenge, that Nine of Swords, is something you needed to face. You needed to release the despair inside you, the cautionary tactics, the holding on to the side of the pool, and you needed to the decision you just made was something you needed to do. And it is going to be scary, and that's why we're having this conversation. However, scary is a character builder, and scary needed to happen, and scary is a strength builder. And in the meantime, you're going to reap some financial rewards, but psychologically and emotionally, it will be quite challenging.
So in the end, would it all pan out for me?
I will ask that. One moment. Hold on.
In the end, let's pan out. Showing.
Hold on. I'm looking at another avenue, actually two other avenues that are going to be built off of this situation that are avenues for your life growth, like that are new, yeah. That you'll actually have more of a leadership ability, a more intellectual, like, interaction with people, that you're going to actually be an inspirational person instead of being inspired by other people. I'm seeing you as the Queen of Swords. It's at the end of next year that you really recalibrate yourself and become into the identity that you've always wanted, both professionally and interpersonally. The next thing you do is you get in contact with the Eight of Cups, which is you releasing a lot of old, bias, upset feelings, and that's emotional, okay? So basically, you're asking me, is it all going to pan out? I mean, pan out? I mean, the mm-hmm. way you want it to, I think it's going to open up some avenues that are other opportunities for you. So not exactly how you intended in your head, but you're going to gain in strength and you're going to have other opportunities that are similar actually show up, and then you'll be able to address those as the Queen of Swords. So no longer a princess, no longer that scared angel facing the lion, you're actually going to become the Queen of Swords by the end of the year.
So, okay, is it because the life is going to get so tough that I have no choice
yes.
but to be...
Yes.
It's going to be that bad, huh?
It's not bad. It's challenging. You've been hiding from these challenges for a while. You're a powerful person that's not using your full power. So now you need to... This is more accelerated. It's like go time. It's going to be like accelerated, like you better, you know, it's catch up time. That's all.
No, I went through, like, very challenging times already, and now I'm going to get into even more challenges.
No, but you haven't been owning the situation. You haven't been controlling it. So now you'll actually be able to control the output of what it is.
Am I going to become unemployed? Basically, that's the bottom line.
Are you going to get what? I'm sorry?
Unemployed. And because really I'm putting everything online right now, hoping that I can get transferred to back to the West Coast. If I, you know, and by putting this request in, I'm also shooting
myself.
Listen
to me, the request is somebody that can facilitate this. That's why I'm seeing the Knight of Pentacles, okay? Then I get the Nine of Swords, meaning that it's extremely difficult for you to wait around for this. And then the strength card is
No. The reason why I'm anxious about this is because the minute that I put in this request, my future at my current company is coming to an end. Because it's like telling them that I want to move elsewhere. So it was after, you know, a long deliberation, you know, within myself, I decided to put in a request. It's essentially telling them that I want to move on to another place.
Look, you did it because your spirit needed to do it, okay? Like, you had to do it. Okay, that's why you had to pull the trigger on this. I'm telling you right now that you're going to spend a year, it's going to be up and down a little bit. And it's not going to be, you're going to, okay, in about 3 months, it's going to be a little bit super scary. It's going to be weird, okay? But then right after that, we get the strength card right side up. And then we get the Eight of Cups, meaning you're releasing all your fears and cautionary feelings. And then we get the Six of Cups where you're, like, hitting that plateau, not quite, like, you're okay, but you're not okay. Like, are you really trusting this job? You know, because you will be employed. And then at the end of the year, we get the Queen of Swords. You're employed. You have administrative abilities over other people. And you're intelligent, and you're using the full range of your
intelligence. No, my contract ends in May. So after May, I will be out of job if I don't
I'm
get the other job.
I'm talking about the fact that at the end of the year, you're going to, I just told you, you're going to have other opportunities that will spawn from this opportunity. Did you hear that? Or did I say that two or three times?
They
remember
won't
that?
Let me, it doesn't work like that, no. It's pretty much, you know, you can only request one place. And this is, you know, because you can't apply to too many places. This is a very limited, it's a very exclusive field. And
well,
once you kind of open that door.
Clear, if you ask me, listen, Christina, if you ask me a clear question, then I'll give you a clear answer. You're kind of just asking very open-ended questions. So I'm telling you that at the end of the year, you're going to be more professionally viable, more motivated, and you will have gone through some ups and downs, but you will stay semi-consistently employed through the whole thing, okay? You won't be entirely vibrantly happy, but you will be going through some challenges that hopefully by the end of the year, it looks like you will be able to feel that you won't be going from contract to contract, but to something a little bit more stabilized, where you're actually the Queen of Swords instead of being the Princess or the Page or somebody else of lighter or lower standing. Now, if you don't want to go through some of these trials, then it may be too late because you already pulled the trigger on this. You already
no,
sent this out. So this is what's happening. It doesn't look that bad.
No, it's not. That's not what I'm asking. I'm just asking if my plan's going to, you know, it's going to come to fruition, but it seems like it's not. So it's going to come to an end. It's going to be a dark period ahead of me.
No, there's
I don't
a little
know about
darkness. There's a little, it's challenging. You're going to have 2 months of challenging time. Okay? It's going to be challenging. But you gain from that, you gain experience, and then over the summer, you learn.
I should not have taken this risk then. I should just stay at this company and just, you know, and be quiet.
I can just tell you what I'm looking at right now. That's all. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to upset you. You know that that's the last thing I want to do, obviously. Why don't you just start over? Why don't
you
just
know,
ask me
It's all right. I mean, it's basically the answer is it's not going to pan out. So I better not make, you know, I better try to reverse this decision because otherwise I'm going to end up, like, unemployed. Because it's
not going to go
through.
You're
going to
have sporadic employment the next year. That's what it looks like. When I say sporadic, I mean you may be going through, you know, being employed for short amounts of time, for doing whatever sort of contract, and then having to wait for the next contract or something to that degree. You will both have some challenges in the next year. Now, I'll ask, what do you need to know about your decision? How about that? Just I'll pick one card on it. Yeah, it's the world inverted. The world is you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing. I think that if you do this, you'll learn a lot in the next year, okay? But it is going to be challenging, okay? And I just picked this card to just revalidate myself, and I see this card as being upside down. So the world means there's a synchronicity to your decision, but the world's inverted. So that means that maybe there's going to be some challenges, but you grow. Challenges are part of life. You grow from that.
Sarah, I think she hung up.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. You have to understand that Darren and I or Kevin or any of the readers on this network are not afraid to give you bad news in a reading, but bad news isn't always bad news.
It's only a set of circumstances and challenges that we have to deal with. You know, it's not anything that...
You were saying her spirit needed to leave that place, but...
I mean, it needed to leave. Maybe, you know, the challenges ahead are part of what the path is, you know, and she's saying that she went through challenges already, and I'm like, well, you know, I don't know why she made the decision. I really don't know. I was suggesting that her spirit needed to do it, but I'm not sure exactly why she left.
I understand she's upset, and she made a decision quickly, obviously. Had nothing to do with us, folks. We didn't tell her to make that decision. But I can understand.
No, I can only mention what the cards say. That's all I can do, or mention the message I get. And if I get, look, when people decide to, there's a lot of people moving from the East Coast to the West Coast, or from middle America to the West Coast, and then if I see that tether of, like, if people are moving for a relationship or whatever, if I see that bright spot on the West Coast as vibrating in a certain way, then I know it was totally the most awesome, the best thing to do. And I wasn't completely getting that. I was getting a mild thrumming, meaning that it might be a little difficult. And I know, because I've gotten up and moved to the West Coast twice.
We've done it.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah, so I know what that energy looks like. It's difficult sometimes, but
I think we can
Idea out to anybody, but, I mean, you know, I just got to say what the cards say.
Karen. We'll see one more, 646. We got about 3 minutes left, so it has to be kind of quick.
Darren, can you just tell me what the future holds with my relationship with a man who's a friend of mine, and I'd like it to be more than friends, and I don't want to give you any names.
Okay, you don't have to. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So a man that is a friend, but you'd like it to be more than friends, and purple, green, orange, or red?
Orange.
Orange, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you'd like the situation to progress more than friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, who is this? Who am I speaking to? Or you don't want to give me your name as well?
Oh, my name's Helena. We've spoken before.
Oh, okay. All right. One moment. Okay. All right. I'm getting, he seems to have warm connectivity with you.
Mm-hmm.
I see him, like, the vision I get is him looking at you, but his energy is kind of removed on his side, so it's not quite translating into something that's more, he likes the idea of spending time with you. I think you're organizationally bouncing energy off of each other. I'm getting the Three of Wands inverted, which means plans for the future and plans together that you might be having might not be following along exactly as you planned in the last couple months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, he's got a lot going on. If you've tried to kind of nuance this into, like, romantic territory, it hasn't quite gelled together. That's because he's showing up here as the King of Wands. Wands are structures, plans, organizations for the future. So his fire, his inspiration is highly motivated towards planning, setting up structures for himself as being this more impressive, professional, and organizationally viable professional person. So you happen to have that animus that he can bounce energy off of. He likes that. But he's not quite trans... I'm sorry?
We're a force together. We work well together.
I think you do. I think that's great. My question, maybe the next thing I got to ask here does he think you're attractive? Because I think that you guys have good personality clicks, you know, but if he thinks you're attractive and then he's emotionally connected to you, then maybe you could get a little bit more aggressive about letting him know that you're interested, and then you'd be okay. So you want me to ask that real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. I would do your research a little bit and get to know him a little bit better. I think that he has a major
past relationship stuff that just keep him very, like, innocuous sexually. They keep him, like, when I say innocuous, it's like he's not, I don't know if he's, like, running around ready to do anything with anybody. I just get this whole, like, he wants to reevaluate what he wants in a serious relationship at some point, but right now a lot of that's kind of on pause.
Do you think he's fooling around now with a lot of people or just...